الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد. Continue with our period with regard to Anwar al-Salah. Firstly, we have supposed to be reading and revising one sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to realize that our object and purpose of life is to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala, we are the slaves of Allah, and to how to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us in Surah Fatiha that the first thing a person should realize that all whatever ni'mat we got, the ni'mat of life, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. It's only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala is our Rabb. Rabb is that great being who brought us in existence from non-existence, who brings the whole world from existence into non-existence. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then, as Allah ta'ala mentions in the Qur'an-i Kareem, and the Qur'an-i Kareem is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to penetrate our heart, and as we try to explain in our weak, useless way, that this is actually the spiritual operation of our ruh. Which generally we all want to go for a heart operation, we get scared. My heart is not functioning properly. But the real operation has to be of our ruh. And we forget that reality will only see when malakul maut comes. So this is actually what is the object and purpose. One is, we explained for myself and all of us, a reminder that one is how many years we doing revision of the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But did I take stock that am I conscious of the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So that is what that we explained briefly in my weak way. And that is what Hazrat is trying to expound and explain to us, that this object of coming to the Khanka is not to gain knowledge. It's actually to get our nur of Iman to penetrate the heart. And that is the reality. And that is why this year, Allah Ta'ala system, whatever Allah Ta'ala decides, Allah Ta'ala, whatever Allah does, there's only khair for us. So we should realize that we have come here not to learn, to get knowledge of deen, that we get, as we'll understand and we explained already, that the knowledge is from the foundation. And that is the maktab system, etc., as we'll now, today we'll try, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala gives tawfiq, that we'll read the Arabic, we'll read the kitab itself, and that is actually the real nur that we will get. Because just the words of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is nur in there. And then according to what our intention is, that we have come here to the Khanka, not just to that we come here every year, and as we explain, our object is that maqsood e man tu wa radahi tu. That, O Allah, my object and purpose is you, O Allah. And we say Allah is our object and purpose, but that is that we have to open, one is together to give a big bayan on this. But one is to realize that my ruh is my ruh controlled by the dunya, or is it controlled by Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Allah Ta'ala to open, to get the ma'rifah, the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is, we need the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the spiritual doctors. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive me, all of us, we see that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends conditions, then we feel restricted. But we should realize, jo Allah kare, so khair kare. Whatever Allah ta'ala decides, there is only goodness for us in there. And Allah ta'ala's system, as our mashayikh are teaching us, and this is only through the barakat of our Hazrat and our mashayikh, that one is ilme nabuwat and one is nure nabuwat. One is to rattle of the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and one is to be conscious that am I following and am I obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to the most beautiful way of life, that is the way of life of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah Ta'ala give me all of us tawfiq and understanding, that we understand that this kitab is not actually our object should be to get the spheres of the mashayikh, that is through our the barakah, the true our Shaykh's heart, that what they were, that got from their Mashaykh. So a useless servant, like slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like me, not even worth to be regarded as, we're not even worth to be regarded as the slave of Allahu Akbar, the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should realize that to get the nur of Iman, to get the nur, to go for our ruh operation, that is, we don't regard it as important. That is why the mashayikh, after the students complete their dora, that is their final year course, then they said, now you only got the knowledge, but now how to get, Allahu Akbar, that nur of Iman to come into your heart. You got the outward structure, but then the reality for it to come, as we are, in our weak way, we try to explain, and as Hazrat is explaining to us, so inshallah, we'll try and read the sabak, the kitab itself, because till now we were just explaining what is actually our object in reality, why we come for this, to the khanka, why we come, our object and purpose should be only the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if we don't know who Allah ta'ala is, then we all say we believe in Allah. But are we conscious that Allah ta'ala is with me all the time? Allahu haziri, Allahu naziri, Allahu ma'i. So this is very important. So to revise the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is actually not to read it. As we learn the majalis of majalis abrar of Hazrat Mawlana Abrar al-Haq sahab rahmatullah alayhi, that there was strict, very importance of the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But first of all, in the company of the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they taught us that just to read to rattle of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is easy. But in reality, you can be a great alim also, you can be thinking you are a great sheikh also, but you'll see we are unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and unmindfulness, or there are two types. One is a person is living a life of ghaflat, and think that now my object, I've finished my course, I've become an alim, like Allah save me, all of us. That today, everything has become like a profession. In the house also, the father will think, one son, I'll make him a doctor. One son, I'll make him this. And one son will feel, what is my profession? I'm teaching in the madrasa. It is not our profession, our object of life. And that is the reality. So whether Allahu Akbar, jaha bhi ho, jis fiza mein bhi ho, hamesha taqwa rahe, sunnat ke paaband rahe. That realize wherever I am, in whichever environment, that all the time, when the operation of the root takes place, then we'll understand that shaitan won't leave us. He'll keep us attacking us. And all the time we should make our niyat that this is only and solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we make our niyat. But Hazrat explains, in the beginning we are taught, we revise the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We revise when you're learning how to drive a car, then you learn the rules of the road from the book. You know it off by heart. And you say, I'm ready for my exam. But now when you go onto the road and you just learn the book and you didn't do the reality, you didn't sit in the company of a real driver and an expert driver. And today also we're living in that world that if we become this, Allah Ta'ala informs us that if you don't beg Allah Ta'ala, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, that Allah keep me on that straight path, because Allah informs us, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. When Allah brings us here and Allah gives us tawfiq, then make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Alhamdulillah is not just all praises. In other words, hum sarapa muhtaj hai. From head to toe, every moment, it is only Allah ta'ala's kindness and mercy. So to make shukr to Allah ta'ala, that's a great ni'mat. And as we learn from our Hazrat so beautifully all these lessons, and we find, like many a times we think the mashayikh are getting old and they're just stressing. But that is the time when we are worried what's going to happen in our akhirat. This is our journey that we have started, as we explained already in our useless way. But those that were following, inshallah, through the, as Hazrat explained, generally the speaker, he speaks according to the intention of the ikhlas of the murids that come to the gathering. So whatever, many a times murids say that I had this question and I must ask Hazrat. And from the time of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the system of Allah. Allah Ta'ala puts in the heart that a person realizes, I can't speak on my own, I can't utter any word on my own. It is only through the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the barakat of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then as the silsila came down from heart to heart, and those who had the most sohbat, the company of the mashayikh, and whose sohbat could be the greatest than Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So actually Allah Ta'ala wants to show us that وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَىٰ مَا كَانَ لَوْمُ الْخِيَرَةِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَىٰ أَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَىٰ وَيَخْتَارِ. That your Rabb, our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that to explain to us, our Rabb is Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Allah Ta'ala is that Rabb who's not just an owner, is not just, Allah is our creator, our sustainer, our nourisher. And like how Allah showed us that Allah made the means, our mothers, the means to the factory where Allah created our body. The ruh Allah Ta'ala created already from our real reality is the ruh. And Allah Ta'ala took a pledge when Allah Ta'ala created our ruh, and Allah Ta'ala, all the arwah were present. That is where our journey started. Alami arwah. And we think this is journey of life. This is not the journey of life. This is the very, the test of life. In other words, this part of the journey is so important that if we are not conscious, Allah Ta'ala, at that time when we all acknowledge, wa iz akhadha rabbuka min bani adam, from all of mankind, wa zurriyatum wa ahum, and the whole progeny of mankind, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed us, when Allah made the ruh, the arwah of all, and all, Hazrat, for all the anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, all of us, we were present, whether we remember or we don't remember. But those people, Allahu Akbar, it is mentioned that many of the masjid, pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they'll even remember in alam-e arwah who were close to them. So Allah ta'ala make us understand and realize that actually it is only Allah's special favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us the best of creation, and this is the outward body. The reality is the ruh, and Allah took that pledge already. And now it is the responsibility of every believer, every parent, that kullu mauludin yuladu ala al-fitra. Every child, when it comes into the world, it is come on the natural way of life. In other words, iman is in the heart of the child. In other words, in the ruh. Now it depends. Kullu fa abawahu yuhawwidanihi aw yunassirani aw yumajjisani. Allahu Akbar. That is why Allah, this lessons here, we think that myself, I think I'm coming to, I'm the murid of my Shaykh for so many years. And, but what is the nur in my heart or not? And that is also Allah Ta'ala's system. Whenever any conditions come, we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One pious servant was asked that, how are you feeling today? He says, what can you ask a person according to whose desire the world is functioning? Outwardly, it seems like worlds of kufr. He says, what you mean? He says, I have subjected my desire to the desire of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So that is actually the object and purpose of this course, what we call a khanka. But in reality, our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that khanka jahad dil se ah nikle. And then we'll realize we're taking Allah Ta'ala's name for how many years, and we are mashayikh also. And Hazrat says so beautifully, and we're not going now into that detail now, but with the That is why we'll understand how important it is to be making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And under the guidance of the man of Allah ta'ala. Otherwise we all think I can make zikr. And I am practicing on the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But as our Hazrat explained, that myself ponder and think, when I hear the name of my beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do I get enjoyment in my heart? And automatically in the heart, when you got the connection with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that's the only way you can get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our object is, La ilaha illallah. But to find Allah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is why one is revision of the sunnah, and one is to be conscious, am I practicing the sunnah? And in today's time we feel also that you revise one sunnah and you revise the next sunnah, but actually what is revision? Practical revision. So Allah Ta'ala may give us tawfiq understanding, that is why we might be thinking that we will be spending more time in just talking. But myself, the reality is, as our Hazrat explained, and if we ponder ourselves that how many years we're reading Surah Al-Fatiha. And Allah Ta'ala is opening the operation of our ruh. Today everybody is worried, I got a heart attack. But I am the ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And do I know who am I? Allahu Akbar. The Mashaykh, Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah rahmatullah alayhi, and we say there are no Mashaykh like that today. But those, that nur of Allah Ta'ala that came into the heart of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is actually what is the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That wherever you go now, people will see that this man is the ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Hazrat explained, that wherever you are, you can be in the airport, wherever, now you'll be conscious, even if you're talking to somebody. Yeah, you have to go for immigration, but the lady will be talking to you, but you won't even be, your consciousness will be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And before going out, we'll make our niyat, Ya Allah, I'm your slave. And this will only come when the nur, one is ilme nabuwat. And that is also very great, to be an alim-e-deen, to get the knowledge of nabuwat is very, very great. But actually, the nur of nabuwat is important. And like Hazrat says, we can be mashayikh also, and we look at the outward aspect of the building of the khanka. In other words, even the masajid, even we still immature, that if the young son is getting married, father said, go and buy all your electric equipment. So he's very happy. The house is furnished, everything. But he just, and for him it's smart. And today when we don't have this current of ihsan, and as we explained, that the tasawwuf is just the same name that came, according to the times, we call the khanka the Sufis. Those be the mashayikh, the Sufis. In those days it was called. And Suf actually, they were more not really worried of the outward. In other words, they were more worried of simplicity and more worried of the nur, what is in the heart. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize, Allah give me tawfiq and understanding. Then automatically we remind our children with which foot did you go into the toilet. But am I conscious myself? So Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq understanding, that Allah open the eyes of our heart through the barakat of our mashayikh. And that's why we are this beautiful kitab of our Hazrat, when after doing so much work of deen, involved in makatib, then involved in the hifz class, then involved in the jamaat, going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with all great, great mashayikh, then Hazrat says, when our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, when Hazrat took bayat to our Dada Shaykh, then actually Allahu Akbar, Hazrat says that we realize, one is to be following the sunnahs of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and that is, but actually we realize that what is it? The reality is ishq. When you got the love of Allah, the burning fire of Allah Ta'ala, and that is why the Mashayikh explained, Shaitan was the greatest alim. Allah gave him knowledge of all the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam, all their sharia, even the finer points, and he won't leave us and attack us all the time. And he was the greatest abid also. That is, he didn't, he was loving in the company of the malaika, the angels, and there wasn't a space on the earth where he didn't get the opportunity to make sajda. But in reality, it's not, the reality will come out that we'll think I'm an alim, I'll think I'm an abid, and he had three ains, but the fourth ain he didn't have. And he was an arif also. He had the marifat of Allah Ta'ala also. And that is what we say, the object to get who is Allah Rabbul Izzat. But when you realize who is Allah, Allahu Akbar, from the man of Allah, then when he didn't have that ishq, that burning love of Allah Ta'ala. Ishq is that love of Allah Ta'ala, that love that will burn out all our pride, all our outward the logic, etc. So he didn't have the ishq of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. He was not an ashik. And that is why our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say so beautiful, that وَمَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكْ مَنْ دِينِي فَصَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمِ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ. That we get worried that people, Allah save us all, that we becoming murtad, and it is all because we're not getting that nur of iman that has to penetrate our hearts. And we have to be worried about this, because we are doing effort of deen, and the reality of deen is that the nur of that iman, that ishq must come in our life. And as we heard the Kar Guzari yesterday so beautifully, Allahu Akbar, when the nur of iman penetrates the hearts, then we'll realize from our inception, Allah Ta'ala informed Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah informed that we created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahu Akbar, from sand and water. But when we put the nur, when we put ruh in him, then Allah commanded, this is when your object and purpose of life, your reality will come, then you'll get honor. Then you'll realize that sajda that was commanded by the malaika, commanded to the malaika by Allah Rabbul Izzat, that was not a sajda for ibadat. That was a sajda to show respect. And that was after that, it is not permissible to bow down in front of anybody. That was to show the honor and respect of men will only be until you realize that Allahu Akbar, I am the slave of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And how to become the true slave of Allah Ta'ala, you need to follow in the company of the man of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So that is why we explain that revising the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Wasallam, and it's very important, but more important is to see that is that reality, that consciousness. I'm the ummah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Wasallam. Ummati, and such a, Allahu Akbar, such a great honor, and this is the nisbat connection. So Allah Ta'ala give me, all of us, tawfiq and understanding. So we revise with regard to the sunnah of awakening, the sunnah of wearing our clothing, etc. And we ourselves should think, as we are ulama, we are ustads, we are in the path of Allah, we are in the khanka, but when I am in a rush, how do I take out my shoes? And many a times, Allahu Akbar, Allah save me, all of us, we'll just be rushing out and we're wearing both shoes together. And we don't realize whether I'm wearing the right foot first or left foot. So Allah Ta'ala did not say, Allah Ta'ala mentions our nature. Allah created us. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. Man's nature is to be hasty. And that is why, Allahu Akbar, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has informed us, الدُّنْيَا سِجْنُ الْمُؤْمِنِ وَجَنَّةُ الْكَافِرِ. That الدنيا سجن المؤمن وجنة الكافر. That the dunya is actually a prison for the believer. In other words, people will think that is living under restriction. But that restriction and وجنة الكافر, Allahu Akbar. Many like the kuffar, they say, the police officers when they stop us, what they say, we are enforcing the law. But they are the people that are actually taking the biggest the bribery. So Allah Ta'ala save us. If we are enforcing the law of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the law of Allah Ta'ala is not man-made. It is a constitution, how every person, every government in the world, and that is why when we think that Allah, the kuffar, they will tell us, and we look at their way of life, then we are actually in prison. Little while of restriction and everlasting Allahu Akbar. You will have freedom forever and ever. And that is why when the children, we have to train them, and we have to train ourselves. Mashaykh, when we come into the khanka, it means your heart now is all the time mixed up. You got all other ideas that I'm now in this position, I must get this job, etc. So now to open that reality, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat says, if a khanka doesn't, it's not the object is to get the nur of the nabuwat and to get the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala penetrating our heart, and we came here and we just think it's a matter of just making ibadat, and we will be having different programs, and many a times we'll feel uneasy that why the programs on odd hours, I don't get time to make my tilawat, Allahu Akbar. And one is reading Majalisul Abrar, one is sitting into the khanka, but am I sitting for years also? Is my ears open, and actually niyat should be, Ya Allah, open my heart. And as Hazrat explained, that on one occasion, many the murids of Hazrat Mawlana Abrar al-Haq Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, what a great sheikh he was. So he explained that many people were there, they were few days at Haramain Sharifain in those days, and after Asr, Hazrat should have his majlis. So now they are confused that after Asr, and I'm only here few days, and that was that time when all this shaitani talka was not all in order, and that is why we should make dua that Allahu Akbar, that Yahudiyat and Nasraniyat and everything else besides the love of Allah Ta'ala, that must move out of our heart, and that must move out of our homes, of our, and where the central point of Hidayat, Kaaba Sharif, and that is where Shaitan makes the first effort. From the central point, evil spread, then it carries on. And where the nur is descending of Hidayat, right in the Allahu Akbar. As we explained, that now we say the first 10 days of Rahmat has gone. In other words, Rahmat is all the time there. But let me check my heart, and Allah knows the condition of our heart. So Allah Ta'ala has opened the doors of Maghfirat again. All the time these are open, but not to be losing out on this Mubarak month of Ramadan, and to get taqwa, that is the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala. Normally, as Hazrat explained, we explain it as the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we'll understand that the objections that we have as far as ibadat is concerned, etc. So certain people were worried that now if I'm going to go to Hazrat's majlis, must I go there first or must I go make my tawaf? I only got few days left. So then Hazrat explained while they were in the majlis, that Hazrat explains a person loves to read Quran Sharif and he enjoys, and especially in the month of Ramadan Sharif. But he's got a problem with his eyes. And the optician, as we say, the appointment is only this particular time. So must he first go to the optician and get his eyes in order, or must he carry on reading Quran Sharif in his own way? Then automatically that person got his answer. That you might think you hear a few days or you hear even few moments, then you realize that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam beautifully told Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, and for us all to realize, Ya Aba Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, ittaqil maharim takun abadan nas. That the object be most important, fear that stay away from sins, guna, and that will you be regarded as the greatest abid. Otherwise, Shaitan knew Allah Ta'ala. He knew Allah Ta'ala's, he had marifat of Allah Ta'ala. And when Allah Ta'ala commanded, Allahu Akbar, and we're not going into the whole detail now, then immediately when Allah Ta'ala asked him, Ma manaka an tasjud? What gave you the audacity that you go against the command of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala saved me, all of us. Immediately, the reality now came out of that outward sajda that brought so much pride in him that he said, how must I bow down to this person? He's made a aliyazu billah, Allahu Akbar. So Allah Ta'ala saved me, all of us. When our great grandparents, Hazrat Adam Alayhi Salaam, Hazrat Hawa Alayhi Musallatu Wasalam, Allah informed them, Inna Shaitan lakum aduun mubin. Be careful, Shaitan is your arch enemy, and in different ways he'll come delude you. So Adam Alayhi Salaam, and then how he whispered in Jannat, where everything was available, and immediately when the Shaitan told him that Allah Ta'ala, وَلَا تَقْرَبَ هَذِي, just don't go near that tree. And today Allah save us. When we want to follow, Allah Ta'ala says, فَرِيقًا هَدَى وَفَرِيقًا حَقَّ عَلِيمُ الضَّلَالَ. That they will be, we created insan, but those who realize we are weak, and when any problem comes, immediately, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. When Adam Alayhi Salaam and Hawa Alayhi Salaam, when they would, Shaitan, they delude them, and they, in Aliyazu Billah, Anbiya Alayhimus Salatu Wasalam are free from any type of, Allah Akbar, we don't even use that word, that is free from any type of the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. And according to Hasanatul Abrar, Sayyatul Muqarrabin, but immediately Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala showed that when we go near those things that Allah has prohibited, especially the first thing is our food, then immediately what will happen, that will say, it's not haram, Allah just said stay be, and when, why Allah Ta'ala made this, that you'll stay forever, you'll stay forever in Jannah. But Allah Ta'ala teaches us, the door of the heart is the eyes, and for that, the eyes is the door of the heart, and that is why Mashaykh, and that is why our Shaykh himself explained, that when our Dada Shaykh came, then we realize there's a thing like the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Although Allah Ta'ala teaches us as a slave of Allah to get eagerness, encouragement, iman wa istisaba. And that is love, that iman, that nur, that ad, it is the love of Allah Ta'ala penetrates the heart. Then, at any occasion, you won't use your logic. And you won't try and change the laws of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Immediately we realize we made a mistake. قَالَ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding. Then Allah Ta'ala open the eyes of my heart and the reality. So we'll just try and read as we explain that this kitab was a beautiful bayan of, and that is why we might think we're not revising the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're not revising what are the sunnahs, but we all know, inshallah, the sunnahs of how to enter the masjid. But let me ponder and think. For years I'm even might be teaching it, but it's the reality. Then we won't say, Allahu Akbar. One is sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as if according to fiqh we think that one person sitting in the company of a great buzurg, and he explained one sunnah of Nabi, he explained the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then a person was also in work of deen, and we all beg Allah Ta'ala to keep us, not just in the work of deen, to keep us in Allah Akbar, as the true slaves of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The true ummat is our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as we explained, that how Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah rahmatullah alayhi explained, when you are true, and this is what is regarded as nisbat, that I am the ummati of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we all like to listen today to Qasida Burda Sharif. But everything, our mashayikh, their hearts are, so to say, bursting. That everything now is just entertainment. We like it in different tunes. Whereas reality of that, Allahu Akbar, it is something else. So Allama Busayri, rahmatullah alayhi, the way he wakes us up, that to realize who we are. Bushra lana ya ma'ashara al-islam inna lana min al-inayati rukran ghayra munhadami. That glad tidings to you, O ummat of our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We say we are Muslims, but if we hold firm onto what nisbat we have, that is the ummat of the greatest Nabi, the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which those who had reality, it's how beautifully they'll present themselves in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that lawlaka lama khalaqtul aflaq. If it was not for you, our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah wouldn't have created the whole system of the universe. So to know who our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, when you got love, then there won't be objections. Because you'll realize this is the true man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala all declared that before we had reality and before we came in the company of our, and company doesn't mean just like our body. As we all will say that I am here in the Khanqah for many years and we lay here this bayan over and over. But what is happening this year? That now the actual, the kitab is not being read. An explanation, normally Hazrat, Allahu Akbar, in his beautiful way, and many years when Hazrat realized that we are in the effort of deen actually, but is our, is there life in us? In other words, there's a lot of, a young man is getting married, and his house is well equipped with all the electrical equipment that he has, all that, he's got his microwave, everything. And his father gave him the money, he says, now, my son, your house is ready. He says, yes, when he goes, open the door, very, very happy. But he says, why, on the fan? No. So, did you call the electrician to wire? And that is what we understand. One is when we say, because the intisari awamirillah, that, oh Allah, I make a firm intention to obey all your commands. And we say we want the love of Allah Ta'ala, but to get the current, you need positive wires and negative wires. Normally a person will say, I'm just a positive person. I'm not a negative. Whole life you can put only positive wires in your whole house or in anything. Will ever current come? Current will never come. So when the positive wires and negative wires, in other words, you get positive ibadat and you get negative ibadat. In other words, staying away, positive ibadat is whatever Allah has commanded. And negative ibadat, whatever Allah has prohibited us, then you won't understand. Then we'll understand Allah. As Hazrat says, we are just reading Quran Sharif, one ayat for how many years, and who are saying this? The mashayikh, when it strikes the heart, then we get a shock. And that is Allah Ta'ala's system, that this year one is Allah's system, whatever Allah conditions bring outward. But inward also you get a shock. That we think we years we reading Suratul Fatiha, but a person, as we mentioned, that we are all worried of a heart attack. We don't get worried of a mort attack. And like beautifully a person said, oh, there's an Arabic saying, but Hazrat says we're looking for it. But then that is Hazrat, whatever he, and we all today we will say that this is becoming now you may, you becoming the slave of your peer when Allahu Akbar. Sahaba Rajam declared that when we realized the what is, who are the true men, and they came in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immediately they are, Allahu Akbar, these are words that will come out from the heart, that before this, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in my useless heart, they admitted, you are the worst person on the ummah. I hated you the most. But the moment that the current of iman came, now you are the most beloved to me. And this is Allah Ta'ala bring. So that when we don't realize this reality, even people in effort of deen, so as we explained, this Alim was explaining that this is the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should all the time be adherent to it. So one person, who's supposed to be long in the effort of deen. So he said, Hazrat, what you said is true. This is the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But sirf sunnah hai. In other words, he's talking about a category as in fiqh. That we say it's just sunnah. He says, yes, it's just sunnah maybe. But according to your lehja, kufr hai. And when a person gets the current and the ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and like how Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali explains this ayat, myself, we are shocked, and then we'll understand. بِئِسَ الْإِسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ بَعْدَ الْإِيمَانِ. That a person who's got iman, he's got the nur of, he's now got nisbat, the love of Allah Ta'ala. And such a person is, how terrible it is that you're involved in sin. And Allah, in other words, In other words, what is not even appropriate for you to do, then there is no question that this is makruh, that this gathering, why we are stressing so much, don't attend this gathering. He says, this is so bad that you are putting a blot not only on yourself, you are putting a blot on directly upon Allah Rabbul Izzat. So that is why we should understand, when we don't follow the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one is to revise it, and one is just, and that alone will bring nur in our heart, but in our teaching. But actually is that when that current comes into our heart, then automatically, wherever you are, jis fiza mein bhi ho, jahan mein bhi raho, hamesha taqwa, hamesha taqwa salamat rahe aur sunnat ke paaband rahe. And today's time, we'll say, today's time, you can't follow the sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aliyazu billah, Allah save us. That words we should ponder and think about it. Then we'll understand how important is the majalis of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we were going to the Haram Sharif for years, and especially this time when the attack of shaitan, that I must just be making tawaf. And one is, we make 50 tawafs, but that one short of tawaf, is that reality come in my heart? Where am I? So Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize that this is the kitab, the bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatul Alayh, when the attack of the enemies of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala on India was not just an attack of to overtake the place, but actually they realize that we have to take out Islam from the hearts of the people. And then the men of Allah Ta'ala, that is the true men of Allah. When attack of shaitan comes, they see the reality. And they gave their lives to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then they explain that why Allah ta'ala has given us the most important after iman, to keep connection with Allah, is the nur of iman, to stay in our heart. Allah ta'ala has made the salah for us. And it's not, then you'll realize it's not just an irresponsibility, and it's not my just as a duty. But when you got the love of Allah, wherever you are, you'll first plan your safar. Our mashayikh, they just used to go from Saharanpur to Deoband. Then Allahu Akbar, before taking on their journey, they used to say, make detail the see where we leave this time, where we will get our zuhr namaz wad jamaat. Today we say we are masafir, and that is why Allahu Akbar, we say now that there's this unity amongst the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah save us. But this unity is not that we follow, we make our own logic, Allahu Akbar. And we say now you are musafir. So even Juma namaz, you can read it, Allahu Akbar. Just before the town, you can read it out. Allah, when our old people, and we say that they were old, so they didn't have knowledge of deen. But one is knowledge of deen, one is we know Allah is our Rabb, and one is, when as myself, we hear when Allah's name is taken, Allahu Akbar. Allah gave us special appointment. These days we say anything we want to do, you got contact. And contact where? In the government. Which contact with which minister? When we got contact with Allah, then anything, we first turn to Allah Ta'ala. And simple, as our Hazrat explained, that Hazrat Haji Ahmad Nakhuda Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayhi, with Hazrat explained what a man he was. When all these problems with regard to visa and all that came, Hazrat said that this make the dua to Allah Ta'ala and read daily, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. And every La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Those who want, we can add that. Then, outwardly we thought and we think like that. Yes, and many times we say, yes, we have to turn to Allah Ta'ala, but if we don't have contact. Allah Ta'ala's contact is the greatest contact. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize. So now Allah Ta'ala put in the heart this worry and concern that we reading the kitab all the time, but is the reality coming into my heart? So what is this kitab all the time? And many times after the lessons, and it is not my lesson, and it's not to get knowledge of what is salah, it is to get that current. When that current comes, then after the month of Ramadan, many brothers will ask, especially those who are ulama or whatever, that where can I get the Urdu copy of this kitab? Anwarus Salah, which was in that days already what called Nayab, instinct. After this bayan of Hazrat Shah Ahmad, Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayhi, and his bayan was such that it touched the heart, it shattered the hearts of the people. And that is why nobody could conquer their iman. Until today that we say we follow the ulama-i Dioban, it's not ulama-i Dioban, ma ana li washabi. Wherever they be in the world, but where you got your Allahu Akbar. If a person is shy to say that this is my father or this is my mother, then and how shaitan will play monkey tricks with us. And they'll say that our forefathers, aliyazu billah, will be monkeys. And then, as Hazrat says, in many suffers, Allah Ta'ala gave tawfiq to be what? But you there and you not there. But the reality is that how deen spread, how deen came into the hearts of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when in the company of Nabi Akram, in the majlis, whether it was the present in Hazar or Safar. And that is we learn how Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, on every occasion, they even, the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so beloved to them, that not only the sunnah huda, that those sunnahs that we should be following all the time, but even those natural way of life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like in other words, our needs to go and relieve ourselves, at which place? Allahu Akbar. And we'll realize the enemies of Allah Ta'ala will all the time be making a mockery, and we shouldn't be worried of them. A person came to Ghalib and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and enemy of the Muslims, aliyazu billah, and we say they are our enemies. In reality, when we don't have the reality of sunnah in our heart, that nur of iman, then we are our enemies of ourselves. And our biggest enemy is not this country or that country. Our biggest enemy is that when we don't have the nur or the ishq of Allah Ta'ala in our heart and the love of sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then they will overpower us, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, and we all want to know what is the future and where we are going to find out what is the future. We, Allahu Akbar, how they have caught us in a trap that we go on to the internet, and Hazrat explains this website that we are caught in, that is, we think I'm on the web, but we're taking news from there, this thing. And now they have made us the slaves of the control of our minds and our hearts and everything. And we say, what's wrong with that? And we don't realize the men of Allah Ta'ala, they all the time worried that this nur of iman, this love of Allah Ta'ala this flame must not go off, because the time will come when the winds of dalalat will be blowing, and we'll think now our mashayikh are just stressing it, but we are those that are true mashayikh, and we will be just reading the kitab in which is the reality, but reading the kitab did the nur of iman come in my heart. So Allah Ta'ala make me understand and realize, and that is why we'll understand that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned that we say we are performing salah, but sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Perform salah as you saw me performing salah. In other words, those sahaba who saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then they transmitted it to that who in their company. And it's not just seeing the outward salah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aliyazu billah, Allahu Akbar. What iman Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, the greatest nur in the heart of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a moment. And the sahabi that came in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with an open heart and brought iman, what is his rank? And from where? And shows Allah Ta'ala, who's our creator, our sustainer, our nourisher. Allah Ta'ala wants us to realize till our last moment that it is not difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a split moment to make the worst thing into the best thing. Allahu Akbar. And on the other hand, Allah Ta'ala's qudrat is such that if we make any excuses, then we'll realize how dangerous it is. So this kitab, Hazrat says that Sufi Iqbal sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, was the khalifa, was the sheikh, rahmatullah alayhi. When he found this kitab, Anwaru Salah, a small booklet, he said, what a kitab this is. That qurratu ayni fi salah. Then we'll understand qurratu ayni is proverbial, that the enjoyment of my heart. And what is the real enjoyment of our heart? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that is in Salah. And what is it? Then we'll understand our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam whole night standing in Tahajjud Namaz. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala explains that I asked my beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. You are that beloved of Allah. There's no question of any mistake in your life, but even that what Allah Ta'ala wanted you to take the best choice, and that also Allah forgiven, then why so much stress? Then how beautifully our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam answered, أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Shouldn't I be the grateful slave of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? So myself, we also ponder and think. I say I'm making shukr to Allah Ta'ala, but what is the reality? When we follow our mashayikh, who open the eyes of our heart, of our ruh, then we can't help saying that this is what my shaykh said. Then we'll understand it's not a matter of Allah, but now we're making, we are following, we are making our shaykh our listening. It's not even worth answering those words. Allah give me tawfiq and understanding that we realize it's not just reading the kitab, but this reality. Allah Ta'ala open my heart, all our hearts. And we'll see when we come in the right company of our shaykh with the open heart, how every word will affect us. Allah give me tawfiq and understanding. MashaAllah.